Sex.
Yes.
Relationships.
Yes.
Advice.
And it's new.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
The number of younger men who don't want kids has more than tripled from 2000 to 2019, according to a new study.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that because I dated a guy who not wanting kids was a deal breaker. And then I dated a guy who wanting kids was a deal breaker. And then that seemed to be the norm. It seemed like I was meeting more and more men that were like, yep, no kids. I don't want kids. And it's just so interesting that, like, younger people now are on the no kid train.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think any guy grows up thinking, one day I'm going to have children. You can't find me one guy that's his goal in life is to have a kid.
There's got to be guys out there that are like, I want to get married and I want to have a wife and I want to have four kids and a dog and a cat, you know?
No guy wants that. I mean, you it might cross your mind, but then you go to the mall and you see that guy with that kid chasing him around and you go, nah, I don't want that.
Okay, so your philosophy is that men don't want kids. They meet women and they realize in order to be with women, we have to then have kids.
Because you want, not you, most women want kids. That's what they want in life. Because they dream of the wedding and the having of the kids. You know, I want 2.6 kids or whatever the hell it is. But yeah. Guys, no. I mean, we don't want to be burdened. That's why we go out and get cigarettes and never return.
Okay, so how come you have two kids?
Under protest. They want it. We don't. And they get pregnant and we go, oh, okay, I guess that's what we're supposed to do.
Family is on the agenda now. Yeah, it's the price of admission to being with women. Like for some men, you're saying, all men. So there's no men out there that want children, that ever wanted children.
They will tell you they do during the first date or the first week or first month or whatever. I'm telling you what guys think deep down inside. No guy wants a kid.
As a woman who never wanted children, I will tell you that I had a lot of guys in my dating years that were like, you don't want kids? Sorry, that's a deal breaker for me. And they just ended our relationship because they knew they wanted children, which at the time I was like, that's so weird. Like, you're still all children yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are children.
So why you want another
playmate? You don't want kids. You want playmates that you can boss around. They can't leave. That's what you want. Anthony says that all men don't want children. So, do you agree with him? Is that the case?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know what that means?
Sex, relationships, and advice.
So when you met your boyfriend, Joe, for the first time, did he say, I want children? Or he said, no way?
Well, when we first met, we just started having sex, so there was no real conversation. We weren't really in that place. I was just coming off a marriage, and he was just playing the field. Like, neither one of us were thinking this was going anywhere. So there was no conversation like that until later when we started getting a little more serious. And I said to him, listen, I just need to let you know, I don't want kids. So if that's on your agenda, like if you're planning on having children with somebody, and it's not going to be this uterus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm letting you know now that I'm not the person for you if kids are in your future. And he was like, you are so the person for me because I never wanted kids. And he told me a story about this woman that he dated who had two kids. And he said it was a real compromise for him because he never wanted kids. He only dated women who didn't want them. And then he ended up with this one woman who already had two from a previous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was tough because he just knew that he didn't want to be a stepfather. It was like one of the big issues they had in their relationship is that, you know, kids were fine, but he just didn't want to parent them. Like, he was happy to go hang out with them. He was happy to, like, go out all of them together. But she would expect him to do, like, parenting type stuff. And he was like, yeah, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah. Once you leave and you want me to watch your kids, not going to happen. I'm not taking your kids to the park. That's not me. I'm not that guy.
Yeah, right. And I've heard that taking care of little girls is a lot easier than taking care of little boys. So I think it also depends on if you're a step parent. Do they have girls? Do they have boys? One of them is a lot more difficult than the other.
No, I think boys were kind of easy for me because I just plopped them in front of the TV or put a game controller in their hands. No, that's how I. It's either that or duct tape. I mean, which one you want? I'm telling you, guys don't want to have kids. That's why we have a lot of duct tape.
Jeffrey, what do you know about any of this?
I just want to say I'm a grandfather. Okay, I've had 6 children. I've got about 6 grandchildren and so forth. Mm-hmm. But I can honestly say that I had never ever wanted a single child. Now, I would not take any of them back. I loved each and every one of them, but I never wanted to have children. And I'm retired Army, and any guy I've ever talked to has been the same way. They've always talked about children. Oh, yeah, maybe someday, blah, blah, blah. But it's not why you fall in love and marry someone. In fact, children are very detrimental to a lot of marriages.
Mm, that's true.
You know, because the woman becomes so absorbed in becoming a mom and so forth, she forgets being a woman. Mm-hmm. And what attracted that male to her. And it's a real shame because people just get wrapped up in their roles and get fat and lazy and sort of drift apart, and they only live together out of convenience, it seems like. But no.
Right, they forget to be men and women. That's a very good point. They do become parents and they forget to look at each other as a man and as a woman. That does happen with some couples.
Yeah, but I don't know of any man that ever, you know, where that became a deal breaker. You can't have children or you won't have children. If anything, it was just the opposite.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at CooperAndAnthony.com.
What?
Cool. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So you are saying there are some men that want children. I am saying no guy deep down inside wants kids at all.
Right. Every guy out there does not want children. He just goes, all right, whatever. Like he gives in at some point.
So exhibit A, I'll bring in Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. One of the most beautiful women in the world.
And the most beautiful men on the planet. But the most beautiful couple you can think of. Yeah.
Right. When they first got, let's go back to that stupid movie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. They were, you know, hot. They were a couple. They were kissing all the time. They were having sex every 5 seconds. Then she says, I want 47 children.
Right.
And what did he do?
He had 47 children with her.
Then what did he do? He got on the next plane out of wherever the hell they lived and he took off. They were fine until she wanted 46 kids.
No, but the problem in their marriage wasn't that she wanted a lot of kids. I mean, he's close with his children. He's happy to have them.
Now you don't know that.
But listen, Jennifer Aniston, I mean, now she claims that she went through IVF and all that stuff. But I always thought that she was one of those women like me who just never wanted kids.
Yeah, and I think he was happy with that. But he did a movie with Angelina Jolie, and she's hot as hell.
Right.
And he said, I have to hit that. And when you're Brad Pitt, you just can't hit that and it not make the Daily Mail.
Tracy, what did your husband say from the very beginning when you talked about kids?
He, from the first day, he said, when we first talked about it, I was 20, he was 21, and he said he wanted 5 kids. And I said 2. Mm-hmm. And We had 2, and he talked about wanting another one, having a next one. And I was like, no, I said 2. And he thought we would compromise at 3 or 4.
You were like, I have the uterus.
I was like, it's my job, no.
Like, I have the uterus. I get to make that choice.
He said he wanted to look in the rearview mirror when he drove along in the car and see 5 little heads sitting back.
Oh, 5 little heads. It's so cute to think about like that. I love that that's his attitude about it. You
see,
know, what a good
Cooper
daddy.
Wants kids.
Well, first I have to learn how to drive.
Oh, yeah, oh. For 2 seconds, and then you do that.
First I have to learn how to drive, and then I want to see 5 little heads.
There you go.
Sitting back there going, are we there yet? Can I go to the bathroom? He's poking me. That sounds like fun.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at CooperAndAnthony.com.
A brand new show.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We are talking about having children. Anthony's philosophy is that no man wants children. That women are the ones who want the children, and that we con you guys into it, which I
You trap us.
Vehemently disagree with.
Like a bear trap. We get our feet caught. We can't get out.
John, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
How many do you have?
I have two kids right now.
And did your wife inflict them upon you and you didn't? You just fought it the whole way?
No, I didn't fight it. I was actually wanting kids pretty much my whole life.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I wanted children to carry on the last name. But after
that... No, you wanted children to carry over the remote.
Okay. I wanted free child labor.
Exactly. That's more like it.
Okay, you're right. Free child labor, and if they happen to carry the last name on, that's a bonus.
Neither one of your kids are going to have kids. I just don't see it happening. I see. It dies here. It dies with them. That is the end of the Michaels name.
Because they don't want children. That's, you know, they're boys. They don't want kids.
Oh, I see. So they're going to get involved with some women who are going to say, it's a deal breaker. We have to have children.
Right. And they're going to run, just like Brad Pitt.
Bruce, do you agree with Anthony?
Sorry, Anthony, but yeah, I plan on having kids and always wanted kids, and I have two great daughters. And
but you planned it when you were a kid. You planned on having kids. You wanted kids.
When I was a teenager, yes. When
really?
I was a teen, yes.
Really? Like, it's so shocking. What's so shocking about that?
I just think that's weird.
No, and I'll tell you what I learned from it also, and it was just, you know, whatever thinking about it, but I realized also that, you know, you don't know what real love is until you have kids.
I've heard that. So, I've heard that. And I must be a very cold person.
Well, on both accounts.
When you have kids, that's when you really, and I think there's a lot of dads out there that would probably can relate to that. You think you know what love is, even every mom. But you think you know what love is, but until you have kids, that's when you really know what love is.
See, Bruce, somebody like you should have children. That's the attitude somebody should have if they're going to be a dad.
Well, if more dads took time with their kids, then I think there would be a lot less kids that were in trouble.
Right. I mean, I gotta say, your girls are very lucky to have you as a daddy. You're a great role model. They're probably going to meet great guys, and they're not going to end up with guys like Anthony.
Yeah, if they do, then I'm going to have a talk with Anthony.
How do you have this hold on women? What do you do? How do you release them? Help me. I need my kids to get away from you. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you very much. Hey, Cinda.
Hi, Cooper. How are you all doing?
Good. Now, what do you think of all this?
I have to say that I agree. I don't think it's a complete deal breaker, but I think the majority of men want their names to be carried on. It's a masculine thing. It goes back to way back in the day where your son took your name, and I agree.
Oh, they want more than their name. I mean, they want their genes carried on. They want their offspring to be part of them.
I agree, and I think it's not a feminine thing to want. I think it is a feminine thing to want kids, but I think it's also a masculine thing to want children because you want your legacy to live on.
Exactly.
Legacy is a big word, but...
No, you're right. Cindy, you're smart. That's it. That's exactly. It goes back to, you got to always go back to the cave.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, you're all a bunch of cavemen.
Deep down, that's all we are.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex.
Sex with an attitude.
Relationships.
I had a relationship once.
And advice.
So you got any advice for me?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I don't even know if guys would get a dog or a cat if it wasn't for
if it wasn't
women.
For a woman saying we got to get a pet or dragging one home. Well, you know what happens in our community where I live? All the young couples who don't have kids yet, they get a dog first to see how they do with the dog. And if the dog doesn't die, then a few months later, next thing you know, she's pregnant. Like they start with the dog first and then they go with the baby. And then they're like, oh, now we have both.
The dog died. We can't do that to a kid because the dog dies. That's fine. You don't go to jail. If the baby dies, there's a court case.
Well, this is why I have dogs and not children right there. You can't go to the pound and get another child. If something happens to your kid, if something happens to your dog, you just, you know, go back over to the shelter.
Yeah. And if the dog dies, oh, you're sad. But if the child dies, that's
you're
a loss.
In
yeah. You're going to do time. So.
Now, Russell, you disagree with Anthony, right? You're somebody who's always wanted children.
Yeah, I've wanted children pretty much for as long as I can remember. And my reasoning is a little different from some people. You said it before, it's about, you know, about guys wanting to carry on their name and everything like that. But for me, it was a little more than that. I'm adopted, and up until a couple of years ago, I had no knowledge of any of my birth family. So for me, having a child was carrying on, it was actually having something that I could say was a part of me. I have two wonderful boys. I couldn't ask for anything more in the world. I mean, they're absolutely wonderful.
See, and that's the attitude you want parents to have. I mean, you want a guy that feels that way about kids. Thank you, Russell. Dixie, what do you say about the whole parenting thing with the men and how crazy they are?
Well, my husband told me when he was, I guess, at least when he was in high school, he wanted to get married. Like, he would have got married straight out of high school. Mm-hmm. And he wanted 10 kids.
Oh, no.
He was engaged pretty soon after he got out of high school, and he and that girl had a baby together. So he got started before we did, and we've been married 7 years now, and we've got two kids and thinking about another one.
So how many are you going to have?
I told him I might give birth to four.
Hmm.
But that depends on how hard they are to take care of. My oldest she needs quite a lot of attention. The younger one, he's pretty happy-go-lucky and doesn't need quite as much. But if I have another one like him, I might have four.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Cooper and Anthony.
Okay, ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice. This is the Sex Hour on the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Call us now with your sex relationship question. Cooper will answer your questions because she's a PhD.
So if you're thinking about trying a cannabis product, like smoking pot, having an edible, that kind of thing, and you're not sure if you're going to be into it, I have another reason why you might want to try it.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a new study that shows it makes sex better. It makes your orgasms last longer, and for 40% of women, it gives them multiple orgasms.
See, when I think about that, I think I would just forget about sex. I mean, I think I just sit there and go, I don't think I think about sex.
You can't smoke into oblivion. You know what I mean? You can't just like keep eating edibles. I'm just saying like a little edible or like a hit or two of pot, it relaxes your body enough that it makes you more orgasmic. It makes sex last longer. There's a lot of sex therapists now that are suggesting to couples that are having trouble in the bedroom to smoke a little pot together.
They give you brownies to take home. Here,
exactly.
Take this home.
Thank you for coming. Here's your brownie.
Eat half tonight, eat half tomorrow. Enjoy it. Turn the TV off. Do not eat an edible and turn the TV on because an hour turns into 19 hours.
Exactly. You'll forget why you're there.
And that stupid Netflix will keep popping up with, are you still there? Yes.
Of course I'm still. Where else would I be?
Oh, yeah. What was I supposed to do? Oh, yeah. Have sex.
Oh, yeah. Sex. Oh, she's sleeping now.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex.
The sex talk.
Relationships and advice.
Thanks for the advice.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
A whole hour of your sex questions. It is something we call the sex hour.
Hi, Tatum.
Hi. I have a question, and I'm in a new 3-month relationship. It's going on actually 3 months right now. It's about 500 mile distance. and I only get to see my boyfriend approximately. I've only seen him once in the last 3 months. He wants me to start giving him phone sex. I mean, I have an imagination, but I'm really kind of embarrassed to say. I don't know what he wants to hear, and I want to try to do it the best that I can, but I blush, and I don't know. I think I'm too romantic, and I don't know if I need to be, like, really graphic or raw. I don't know what guys like, because I've never, ever done this before.
Anthony's dying to say something right now. Before I give you an answer, go ahead, Anthony.
What do you... Hold on, because I got to do this on the phone, because she's on the phone, right?
Yeah.
She's got that stupid accent, too, right?
Like, what do you like on your sandwich? You like ham?
That's what turns me on.
Right, that is true. Okay, so if you're having phone sex with Anthony, just, you know, pretend you're at Subway and just order a Subway, and he'll love it. All right, so here's what I have to say. Anything new can feel intimidating, but it also can end up being really fun for you. Stop that.
Now this is Tatum.
Now listen, you don't say if when he says phone sex, he also means FaceTime, so I want to address that first, okay? So it's only 3 months. If you have phone sex on video, he could record it, he could save it, he could share it. So you have to decide if that would be okay with you. I mean, listen, everybody does it. It's no big deal. But if it's not okay with you, then maybe you can turn your camera off and you can just watch him masturbate and just talk him through it. Like, talk to him while he does it. You know, describe what you're seeing. You could say something like, you know, I've been thinking about you naked all day, or, you know, something. Just, I think the important thing when it comes to phone sex is that a lot of people feel like they have to act out of porn. Like, hey, here's your pizza, like that kind of stupid stuff. No, just be yourself. So whatever thoughts you have about him, whatever sexual thoughts you have about him, just share them.
What do you like on your chicken wings? Do you like your chicken wings hot? Mild?
Why do you have to hide under your table to do this, by the way? Why can't you sit in your chair? Why are you hiding?
Your phone is. The phone is down here.
Okay.
You want to see my down here?
No, I don't want to see your down here. Oh, wait, that's good phone sex. Do you want to see my down here?
You want to see my down here?
Try that, Tatum.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
Which means it's time for...
Sex, relationships, and advice.
What'd you say?
You heard me.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show Sex Hour. It's a whole entire hour devoted to your sex questions. And yeah, nothing is off limits. Whatever's on your mind.
Cooper's PhD, so when you ask the question, she will give you a smarty pants answer. Because she knows the smarty pants answers.
By the way, somebody already asked what I'm on PhD in. They're like, what is she a PhD in? English? No, psychology.
Of course not. Have you listened to her?
Definitely not English. But psychology, you know, the thing that could actually help you. What's going on, Elijah?
Hey, weird story for you. My mom told us there's three brothers in my family. We're all like 25, mm-hmm. 27, and 29. June, she told us we had a half-sister that she gave up for adoption before she met my dad. So she started talking to my sister on a regular basis, and finally started, she lives in Chicago, I'm in D.C., and she started visiting her out there, and then finally, just like 2 weeks ago, she decided to leave my dad, or stepdad, and sell her business and just move to Chicago to move in with my half-sister. Now here's the catch, though. My half-sister is gay, which I don't have a problem with, but she broke up with her lover to move in with my mom. And now they share this apartment together. And what's weird for me, though, is that they share the same bed. And I was just kind of wondering what's your take on that.
Are you asking if your mother is sleeping with her daughter? Is that really what you're asking us?
Yeah, I don't even want to take that. I don't even want you to answer this. I think this is just too weird for me.
No, I have an answer.
Do you really?
Listen, gay, straight, irrelevant. It is irrelevant. First of all, let's talk about the question you're really asking. Is your mother sleeping with her daughter? Of course she isn't. What's wrong with you? You're watching too much incest porn. I mean, that question alone has more to do with you than with your half-sister. But you are asking what I think about it, though. So here's what I think about it. Your mom has some serious boundary issues. That's what I think. That's a big problem. Both of them have serious boundary issues. But this is your sister's problem, not yours. Let me say this about incest porn. It's all in your imagination. That's just an actor. Those are two actors who are just telling you they're brother and sister, by the way. Like, they're not stepbrother and stepsister. They're just two actors.
Oh, stop. Don't break that fourth wall.
The fact that they are relying so much on your imagination and you to concoct what's actually going on in the scene. You don't know them. You don't know if they're related. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're just two people who both got cast in the same movie. That's all that is. And that's kind of what's happening here. You have this image in your head that your mother and your half-sister, her daughter, are somehow having this very inappropriate relationship. Well, it is inappropriate, but not in the way you're saying.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Does it itch down there?
Well, then go see an actual doctor. But if you have a question about are you good in bed or are you doing the right thing or why your lover's not responding to you, then you call us.
Or if it itches down there after last night, you should call us before you call the doctor because we want to know.
No, we don't want to know that. We want to know your sex and relationship issues. What's going on in your sex life? And lots of stuff happens, and then you think to yourself, huh, that's weird. Is that normal? That's what we're here for. Give us a call.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
Did you hear that?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We have an entire hour devoted to sex. I mean, nobody has sex that long, so it's a whole sex hour. I mean, when does that ever happen?
Yeah, and call with your question. Cooper will answer you. She's a PhD.
Mason, who's your question about?
About my girlfriend. I've been going out with her for like 2 years, and lately she's had this like hygiene problem. It kind of smells. I don't really know how to mention it to her in a nice way, but I'm just trying to think of a way to say it. Like, you know, I mean, because I can't be like, honey, you know, it kind of smells.
Okay, so here's the thing. You're down there. She isn't. So you have to say something, but you have to say it delicately. Here's what you say. Tell her that you've noticed her scent has changed and that you're concerned because it could mean a health issue is going on and that maybe she should see her gynecologist. And then say, listen, I'm telling you this because I love you. And if my junk started to smell funny or taste funny, I'd want you to tell me.
So women don't know that?
Not always, no.
Oh, so I could be telling you something that you don't know.
Right. Very likely you're telling her something she doesn't know. Listen, you know, Mason, I'm glad you called because this actually is a great example of why couples are statistically healthier than single people. They keep an eye on each other. They tell each other, hey, that doesn't look good. There's a thing on your back that looks weird. Or, you know what? Something smells. You need to go see a doctor.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex.
The sex talk.
Relationships and advice.
Thanks for the advice.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's an adult film company in Japan. They have opened an adults-only theme park in the height of Tokyo's red light district. It is a porn themed theme park.
Okay.
That they have opened up. Okay. It's a Japanese adult film producer. He calls himself Soft on Demand, which I love. So it's called SOD Land. So Soft on Demand Land is the name of it. It's an amusement park for adults. So here's how it works. Okay. It's weird because the way they do things, I guess, in Tokyo, it's weird because there's so little space. So everything goes up, not out. So it's a theme park, but it's five stories. So it's in a building. They have a whole building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that one floor is all newcomer adult film actress floor, it's called. So visitors are served by new and upcoming porn stars. You can mingle and talk and get to know the upcoming porn stars as they serve you drinks. That's one of the floors.
Mm-hmm.
Another floor is a silent bar where they offer erotic massages. Everyone's in masks, by the way. They're being very careful about this. There's an entrance fee. Tell me if you think this is a lot of money or a little bit of money. Okay. It's 500 yen.
500 yen. I'm thinking, I think in a yen is like a penny. So I think that's like $5.
It is $5. Wow. I can't believe you knew that. It's open from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. So you only get 5 hours of amusement.
Okay.
And there's another floor that is experienced porn stars, people you already know. Like, it's kind of like a meet and greet floor.
Yeah.
But then I think you can also pay for a little extra conversation. Let's put it that way.
It's where old porn stars go to die. They go to floor three.
Right.
That's the retirement floor.
Right. Well, I started out on floor two when I was a new porn star. Then I went to floor three, and then I realized I was over the hill.
Yeah, but see, the bad thing, floor three, it's the older people, the older porn stars, so they're hard of hearing. So, yeah.
How much is around the world? A handy. How much is a handy?
I don't have any candy.
Candy!
I have no candy, and I don't think... What'd you say before that?
Yeah, see? So that's not a good floor. I'm going to pass that floor. What's on floor four? That's where I want to go.
That's the erotic massage floor.
So this is basically a massage parlor that has five floors.
It's a theme park.
So are most massage parlors.
It's an adventure. But here's the weird thing. It's 18 plus. And I'll tell you why that's weird. Because that means that there's guys in there who are 18 and 80.
So are massage parlors.
But
same
that's what
thing.
I'm saying. But that's my point. So I think it's weird. Listen, if I'm at a adult theme park, we'll right. call it. I think it'd be weird to kind of be hanging out with porn stars next to your grandpa.
Yeah, none of this is good. There's nothing good about this. This sounds like this guy's bedroom. You know, this is something you do right. to pick up a girl at a bar. I got a theme park. It's called, what, Soft on Demand? It's my Soft on Demand theme park. Want to come over? Yeah, this is just a way to pick up girls.
Oh, okay, I see. So it's not really. And then girls who want to be porn stars, it's like, well, I can't make you a porn star, but come on over to Soft on Demand and serve some drinks for me.
It gives you a reason to buy some business cards, hand them out at a bar, and pick up chicks. I got a
look
job
important,
for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a theme park. Want to come work in my theme park?
Yeah.
You make 3 yen an hour. Come on over.
Rich, us on CooperandAnthony.com.
Putting on a brand new show.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
The reason I like to give advice is because I have a PhD. I'm a psychologist. So when I give advice, it's coming from a place of some education, at least a little bit. And I just really hate these randos on the internet who are giving advice, like these columnists that are like, they have dear whatever columns. Mm-hmm. They have no expertise whatsoever. They have nothing to say. I had one the other day that came up, and I just want to address this because the advice she gave is so wrong and so damaging that I hope whoever it is that wrote this letter did not take her advice.
What's the letter?
It's a guy writing to this dear so-and-so person. I don't want to throw under the bus any more than I already just did. When I discovered my wife was cheating and confronted her, she blamed me. We both had affairs and we were finding it hard to forgive one another. I'm 37, she's 35, we've been married for 10 years, we don't have kids. Our relationship has always thrived on passion and excitement, and that was our downfall. When our sex life grew stale, I looked for satisfaction elsewhere and had an affair with a colleague. It meant nothing, and my wife said she would forgive me for my weakness. After that, our marriage and sex life got better for a while, but I had a gut feeling something was up. Mm-hmm. I checked her phone while she was having a shower, which already right there is like such an invasion of privacy. I found a flirty chat with another guy, arranging to meet him the next evening. She had told me she was going to go out with her girlfriends. I confronted her, and she broke down in tears. She told me she had not slept with this guy, but she had met him a few times and they had kissed. And when I asked her why, she blamed me. She said it was because I didn't give her enough affection or attention. And he said that stung because he knows he's not a very affectionate person and he's been like working a lot of hours and he's been too tired for sex. But Here's the kicker. She admitted she hasn't really forgiven me for my affair 5 years ago.
They never do.
Right, right. It's hard to. So he's saying, you know, are we doomed? I'm not sure if we should try to give up or try to save our marriage. What should we do?
Mm-hmm.
That's his question.
They're doomed. They're doomed.
Not necessarily.
They're doomed. I say they're doomed because that's one of those things when you get into a fight, it's always going to come up. Always. That was 22 years ago, but it still comes up in the fight. You're like an elephant in the ass and in the brain to where you never forget. You don't forget, and you always bring it up. So there's no way to save this marriage.
I disagree. I think there are ways to save the marriage, and the advice that this columnist gives is the wrong advice. It's terrible advice. Actually, kind of damaging.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So we're talking about this columnist that I found that is trying to give people advice, even though they have no expertise whatsoever, other than the fact that somebody gave them a column to write, and somehow people have been asking questions. So this guy wants to know, he had an affair, he caught his wife kind of emotionally cheating, he's wondering, like, is the relationship over? So the columnist says, the fact that you've both cheated is a sign that something is wrong in your marriage. Forgiving each other is not enough. You need to get to the root of why each of you feels unloved and dissatisfied so this can't happen again. You need to communicate more openly and honestly. And then...
Does she speak in that voice?
Probably.
Okay.
That's how I hear it in my head. On the plus side, you clearly love each other, so you can get through this. If you want to make your marriage work, and then like a link to relationship counseling.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a cop-out to be like, oh, here's my advice. Go see a therapist. No matter what it is, go see a therapist. Well, if I was seeing a therapist, I wouldn't be friggin' asking you.
Mm-hmm. So what's your advice?
My advice is to embrace the concept of an open relationship. Because they've obviously both gotten to the point where they love each other, they want to be together, but... he starts out by saying, we're both really sexual and really passionate, just not for each other right now. So what are you going to do? Never have sex the rest of your life? You're 37 and 35. At any age.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's really important for them to have a very honest discussion about an open marriage. And when you talk about an open marriage, it's such an antiquated idea. Like, he cheated, she cheated. You know what? I get it. If that's your thing and you're... monogamy is the most important thing to you, then yes, break up your marriage. But if the marriage is worth saving, it's worth being a little more modern about your sexuality and what your needs are. So I think you have to have boundaries when you get into an open marriage. Like, for example, like one thing you have to have rules, and everybody has different rules. So maybe it's like a don't ask, don't tell. Maybe it's like, you do what you need to do, I do what I need to do, and let's not discuss it. I don't need to hear where you've been and who you're having oral sex with. I don't need to hear about it. You know, but then other people find it kind of hot and sexy. Like, tell me about what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up in bed because it's kind of hot to hear that somebody wants your lover. You know, you may surprise yourself and find that being in an open marriage can be kind of hot and sexy. But I have three tips for if you want to explore an open marriage. There are three things you can do to make that successful for you.
Reach us on CooperandAnthony.com. Sex.
Sex with an attitude.
Relationships.
I had a relationship once.
And advice.
So you got any advice for me?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Okay, so my top three things you should do if you're considering an open marriage, you have to set sex boundaries. So, like, the types of sex that are okay to have with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is everything on the table? Or maybe there's something you really want that I won't do. So maybe you go do that with a stranger or somebody new. You know, like, maybe I'm not into BDSM, but you are. So go find somebody who's into that.
You don't like that type of sex, but you can find somebody that does like that type.
Yeah, because, listen, you want your partner to be sexually satisfied, right? You don't want them to be angry at you and resenting you just because of sex. It's not worth it.
Not really. I want them to be as miserable as I am.
Set emotional boundaries. I think that's important. You know, I have a lot of friends that have open marriages, and like, don't fall in love is one of their rules.
Mm.
So they manage that different ways. Like, one of my friends, she only has sex with guys that she would never want a relationship with. Like, she's hot for their body, but they're too dumb for her. Like, stuff like that. Stuff that she would never be into. I have another friend, and their rule is you can only sleep with the same person twice. You get two.
Oh.
Once you get to three, then it's getting a little too serious, and that's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could do one, and then see if it's a one-off. You could try a second time, but that's it. So, two times with one person. The third thing is the most important. Consent. Consent. You have to let the people that you're having affairs with or that you're having relationships with outside your marriage know that you're in an open marriage. You've got to be honest with them.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Now, this is why Cooper hates when you get advice from somebody online, from a columnist, somebody that's not a psychologist. Makes her insane.
Yeah, because they didn't bother to go get a degree. So they're sitting there doling out advice. Because that, you know why? Because then it's about them. It's not about you. If they really wanted to help you, they would have gone and gotten at least a master's degree, something to help you.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
Right now.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
This is why Cooper hates when you get advice from somebody online. It's like me asking Cooper car questions.
Right.
Even though you have no idea about cars at all, you know nothing about cars. So it's like me asking you questions like, my headlights are dim and foggy. How do I fix it?
Right. I'd be like, well, I don't know. How high are the heels? Are the heels high enough? Maybe you're not reaching the pedal that dims the lights.
None of that is right. We're dumber for even hearing that. Okay. The next question from another listener is, I got in my car this morning and put my key in and it clicked two times but didn't start. What is the problem?
That cars don't use keys anymore, idiot.
That's the problem, is you put the key in.
Right, there's no key. It's a fob. You put a little key fob, just make sure it's in your pocket or near, and then you just push the little start button, dummy.
Next question. I got a check engine light on my way to work this morning. What should I do?
Is that the one that looks like a little duck that's falling? Because my mother has that. She's like, "There's." A she called me. She's like, there's a duck on my dashboard. I was like, a duck? She's like, yeah, the duck. And she sent me the picture. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a duck. I was like, I don't know. What does that mean? Is there a duck in your engine?
So do you just put a piece of tape over it and just keep on going?
Put a piece of tape over it and it won't bother you. The light is on and it's annoying. Put a piece of tape over it. Duh.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
There was a dog in Mississippi who was kind of curious. He saw something sticking out and thought, well, that looks like an interesting chew toy. It was a fiber optic cable. It ran between county buildings. He chewed it to pieces.
No.
And now the county has to spend $7,000 to replace it. $7,000. This dog, because it thought it was a chew toy.
And nobody has internet.
Right.
They can't watch TV. They can't watch Netflix because this dog had to chew up a cord.
Isn't that crazy? Like, think about that. Of all the things for dogs to chew, I guess you don't know what your dog is doing over the course of the day. You're not watching him 24/7. I mean, a lot of us are home right now, so we can keep an eye on our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, like if you're going to work or if you're just busy doing stuff, you don't know what your dog is getting into.
Well, has your dog ever chewed up any of your shoes?
My shoes? No, he knows better.
Oh, okay.
He knows he'd be out in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I would think you would pick the shoes over the dog, even though you like the dog a lot.
He would have been gone a long time ago. No, actually, what's interesting is I have one of these dogs that just doesn't chew anything except his toys. So we thought we can trust him anywhere, anytime, not a problem. My boyfriend's parents come into town. So we give them our room and we sleep in the living room. So the four of us get up in the morning, we go out for coffee. My lovely dog, Marconi, the guy who's never chewed anything other than his toys, chewed up my boyfriend's father's CPAP machine. He chewed up the entire thing. He ate it to bits, the plastic thing that goes over your mouth or whatever.
Right.
He destroyed it. Destroyed it.
So what did you do?
Well, what he did was he called his doctor, and his doctor called in to a pharmacy or a medical supply place that was in our neighborhood. So he called in, I guess, whatever you need to call in to get one of those. So he got a replacement face thingy for the CPAP machine.
Did you pay for it?
Of course I did.
Okay.
It was like $200.
Okay. So you said, I'm paying. There's no way you're going to pay.
He kept saying, no, it's okay. I can get my insurance to pay. I said, well, they might not. So, and you need this. Let me just pay for it. And if you get money back from your insurance, you can pay me back. And he ended up not getting money from his insurance. So it's good that I paid for it. What you got, Sarah?
Hey, I have a dog story for you. My dog taught himself how to open the refrigerator and eat the leftovers.
When did this happen?
It was actually a couple of years ago. I had pork chops in the refrigerator. I was going to take for lunch. And they were gone, and I said to the family, who ate the pork chops? And nobody would pass out. So, went to work all kicked off. The next day, I had chicken in the refrigerator, and I left to go somewhere and forgot something and came in, and he would take his paw and just pop the door and eat whatever was on the bottom of the shelf.
Oh, my God. How did you stop him then?
I literally had to bungee cord my refrigerator open so I could get it side by side.
I mean, did you really think your family were the culprits?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't talk to my family for 2 days, and it was because of the dog.
So, Wendy, your pet destroyed something really important?
Yes, my daughter's dog, which is my grand dog, he destroyed a $500 money order. Luckily, she was able to get her money back, but it was still a pain.
Oh, so what kind of dog is he?
The dog is a golden retriever, and his name is Sven.
Okay, well, he's not really a golden retriever, because he didn't steal gold. He stole money. So he's more of a money retriever now, isn't he?
What's going on, Kim?
Hey, I got a dog story for you. We couldn't figure out why we weren't getting no ripe tomatoes out of the garden. We caught her. She was eating our tomatoes off the vine as they got ripe. And she loves sweet corn. She'll clean a cob off better than anybody else.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationship advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Some bride texted this around today.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, we're hoping you'll be attending the wedding. The whole thing starts at 6 a.m. They give the address, but they've blanked that out, of course.
6 a.m.?
6 a.m. Right. We would appreciate if all guests would book their own room at the whatever the name of the hotel. So they tell you what hotel they want you to stay at. Gifts over $500 are appreciated a lot. Can't wait to see you. That in and of itself, you got to have a giant pair to send that around.
Mm.
But the reason why it went viral is because somebody wrote back to her. No, I won't go. Not I can't go or I'm not available. No, I won't go. Like I refuse to go to your wedding now.
How much does her wedding have to cost if she's charging you $500 a head to come?
That's an expensive wedding. Yeah, because my wedding was like, after we figured it out, it was only like $40 a head.
Yeah, but you also had 25,000 people at your wedding. So
120
people. How much is that?
Well, no. Okay, so here's the thing with my wedding. When I got married, I married into a family who was connected in low places.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how people are connected to like big companies to get you jobs or celebrities to come perform? No, that was not the family I was marrying into. I was marrying into a family who knew florists, they knew photographers, they knew a dressmaker. Plus, my father-in-law was a member of a club, so we got the venue for free. You know what I mean? Like, the only thing we paid for was the cake, because I didn't want to bake my own cake. Normally, I would have. Like, now I would totally bake my own cake. But then I was like, eh, whatever. That was the only real expense.
No, the dress.
No.
Stupid shoes.
So, okay, wait, hang on. Somebody made the dress for me because, again, my sister-in-law... Oh, my ex-sister-in-law, I'm divorced now, but my ex-sister-in-law was in textiles. So I got all the fabric for free, and she knew a dressmaker. Mm-hmm. So they made my dress for me. I found a Vera Wang dress that I loved, and I was like, make this for me. So they did. So that was free.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I spent money on, yes, you're right, I bought very expensive shoes. They had their own page in the wedding program. I discussed them. I had a photo shoot with them. And then my mother knew a DJ. And when we were like, should we do a live band? And she was like, no, you're doing a DJ because I have a DJ that owes me a favor. I'm like, why do you have a DJ that owes you a favor? Like, what did you do for a DJ? I don't know if I want to know the answer to this question. So our wedding actually, it should have been expensive. We basically had a $30,000 wedding that we paid about, I think in the end it was about $600. Like, we tipped people and the cake. Mm-hmm. And that was, so it was, in the end, it was about $600.
But $30,000 wedding, that's probably the price of most weddings.
Oh, at least. In New York? Yeah. We got married in New York. It was, $30,000 was cheap. Again, we didn't pay $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how much it would have cost had we paid for the venue, paid for the food, the flowers, the dress, all the things that we ended up getting for completely for free.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been at least a $30,000 wedding.
That is crazy to start your wedding life off in debt.
Right.
And I don't know how you dig out of that. Because you're going to go into the marriage with debt, probably. You have credit card debt and student loan debt. And now you have this wedding debt hanging over your head.
Right. And the thing is, I know that there's people out there that, like, their wedding is really important. The wedding day, they thought about it forever. In the end, I barely see any of those people anymore. Half of them are dead. The other half I don't talk to. So it was like, had I spent the $30,000, I would have been pissed that I was in debt to host this party for people I don't even freaking talk to anymore.
Yeah, even the groom you don't talk to anymore.
I don't talk to him anymore. No, I do. I talk to him. No, we're still friends. We're still friends. But yeah, you're right. I mean, he's not in my life. His family, who I basically gave half the wedding and said, here, you invite whoever you want to. You know, those people, I don't talk to them anymore. I don't even know them anymore.
So spend big money or don't spend big money on the wedding. Where do you stand?
Yeah. How much did you spend on your wedding?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex.
Sex with an attitude.
Relationships.
I had a relationship once.
And advice.
So you got any advice for me?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Yeah, I don't think many people can beat mine because I think total I might have spent $45 on my wedding. Yeah.
How come? Why was it so cheap? What did you guys do? Tell people the story.
We went to the beach. We got married by Elvis. My parents weren't there. We had the dinner at a fish camp. I think I bought a polo shirt on sale for $30 and the dress she got was probably $25.
Right.
And that's it. I mean, that's... And we've been together now since then.
Right. A long time.
A long time. So, yeah. I spent no money. Her dad picked up the bill. And it couldn't have been over $100 for everything.
Yeah, but then I have another friend who got married at one of those Trump places in, like, Westchester or wherever. And it was this elaborate wedding. It was beautiful. The food was incredible. There was this one. It was amazing. It was just a pile of shrimp. It wasn't even like a seafood bar. It was just this pile of shrimp. And of course, everyone at a wedding, that's the first thing they go for. It's like, oh my God, shrimp. It's so expensive. Everybody eats the shrimp. And they kept filling it up. Every time they would eat the shrimp, they would fill up more shrimp. And then lobster. It was funny because I took my boyfriend with me and he'd never been to a wedding that size ever because, you know, he grew up like, you know, poor in California. So I take him to this big wedding, and it's all this food. He's like, wow, that was really fun. That was really great. And then the doors open up, and there's all these tables. He's like, what's this? I'm like, this is the wedding. This is, you know, now we go in, and they feed us. He's like, wait, wasn't that the food? And they just gave us all that. What was all that shrimp about? I'm like, no, that was just your appetizers.
That was the pre-food food.
That was your cocktail hour. That was your pre-food. Now you're actually going to go. He couldn't believe it. He was like, wait, didn't we just eat? Now we're going to go eat? Like, it blew him away. He couldn't believe it. And that wedding, my girlfriend married a very, very wealthy guy. And that wedding was probably $200,000. And they're still together all these years later. They're still together. So I don't think there's a correlation between how much you spend and how long you're going to be together, do you?
Oh, yeah. 100%. I spent no money. We stayed together forever. You spent decent money and it lasted.
No, I spent $600.
That's all. Compared to mine, that's a lot.
No, but my friend who spent $200,000, they're still together.
Well, because he, you know, if they had the money to do it, disposable income, I'm talking about going into debt for your wedding.
Now, Chris, how many thousands and millions of dollars did it take to get you married?
Only about $1,800.
What?
Yep. We, me and my wife, we planned it out. She had been married before, so we didn't have to go through the whole hoopla.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her, I said, is it really that much to you? And she said, no, I've been married before. And so we wanted to not spend all our money on that. And I didn't want her parents to have to pay it because they already had to pay for one.
Right.
So what we did is we had a reception hall, and we had the wedding in the reception where we had the dance and everything.
Oh.
And for one other thing, too, we had no alcohol because most of my family are Southern Baptist.
That's good because that's really what the expense is, the alcohol.
But yeah, and so we had it, and it was a little small town, Winsboro, South Carolina, and it was really nice. Everything went just, but I like to dance. Actually, I was the first person in my family actually to even dance, play music at a wedding reception.
Really?
But, wow.
Yeah.
So it was like Footloose at your wedding.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, and I had to teach my wife beforehand how to shag, and she's from Minnesota, so she knows.
I thought she'd been married before. She should know how to shag.
No, that's a dance.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
Putting on a brand new show.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Let's go.
Sex, relationships, and advice. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show. My boyfriend now says he doesn't really understand how people meet, they date for 6 months, then they get married. Like, what are you celebrating, a six-month-old relationship? So I was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Like when he said that, I was like, well, you know, would you ever want to get married? He's like, well, only if we had a long-term relationship.
Do you know somebody? Because it's not going to be you.
Well, that's the thing. When we first started dating, he's like, I could see like being together 5 years and then getting married. So the five-year mark came up and I was like, is he going to propose? Like, what's going on here? He said 5 years when we met. That day came and went.
Mm-hmm.
6 years, 7 years. Nope, it all just came and went. So there's really, you know, he talked a big game when we first met, but now we've agreed that we probably shouldn't get married.
No, because he just left the apartment, I think, and I'm still waiting to see. I'm waiting for the day he doesn't come back. That's why when you call me up and say, Joe's been missing for 3 days. I'm going to say...
He went out for milk. I haven't seen him since.
I've been waiting for
missing.
This. I've been waiting for this day.
You really won't be surprised if I call you one day and say Joe didn't come home.
Not at all. I'll be like, okay, what are we doing on the show tonight? Here's the first topic. Look for Joe.
Pat, how much did you spend on your wedding?
About $200.
How did you get away with spending only $200?
Well, first of all, we had the wedding in our front yard. Because our front yard is like 3 freaking acres, and it takes 3 days to cut it.
Oh.
And underneath the big tree, which now, it's not the marriage tree now, it's the hanging tree, because I could just hang in sometimes.
That tree used to be lovely and romantic. Now, not so much.
Yes, it did. And I burned the music on a CD. I made my own wedding cake. We planned it in 2 weeks. It was just for the moment because, I mean, you know, we lived together for like 8 years,
mm-hmm.
and we've been married for two, and it was just all like within 2 weeks, had it all planned and invited family, a couple of friends, and we already had the beer in the refrigerator outside because we are true rednecks. We have two refrigerators. One for beer, one for food.
You had a fridge outside. Is it still out there?
Oh, yeah. And it's still full. Every summer it gets stocked up. Yeah.
Is it on the porch?
Yes, it is.
Next to the Lazy Boy?
No, there's not a Lazy Boy outside, but it is next to the pool. So all you got to do is get up, get a beer, get back in the pool.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex.
The sex talk.
Relationships and advice.
Thanks for the advice.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Get
back. It's amazing how my friends, like, we have a friend that just got married, and their wedding registry, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, aren't you guys adults? They had stuff on there. They had, like, everything that you would need for a kitchen, but nothing cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing on there was cheap. The cheapest thing, there was one wine glass that was, like, $75. I'm like, okay, here's your one wine glass.
You don't get two.
I hope somebody gets you a second so you can both have wine.
If not, you're going to share.
You're going to share this one. Let's see. Let's test your love now. But they do that. They're like, come to our wedding. The hotel is only $3,000 a night. The wedding registry, the cheapest thing is $4,000. We want to share our love with you.
So should you spend a lot of money or not a lot of money on the wedding?
Yeah. Should the wedding be expensive or not? How much did you spend on your wedding?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
Okay.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
The average cost now of a wedding, $28,000.
Yes, okay, so I'm in striking distance. Ours, had we paid for it, ours would have been $30,000. So that's makes sense.
$28,000. So the average cost per guest, $266.
Oof. Which means the person has to buy you a gift that's at least $266.
Right? Well, you're going as a couple, so that's now over $500.
Oh, wow.
That you gotta bring to the wedding or buy something. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Ken, how much money did you spend?
Well, let's put it like this. I would have spent whatever she told me to spend, but we spent $30.
That was for the marriage license?
No, I didn't even have to buy a marriage license. All we had to do was pay the preacher to marry us.
That was 25 bucks too much.
Yeah, I know. Hey, no, it was $30. If I could go back right now and take it all back, I'd do it. But the funny thing was, we had told everybody that we were just going in, going to the church, and we're just going to get married. And there wasn't no special services, wasn't going to be no special people, wasn't going to be no special nothing. We're just going in to get married and coming out. And we told them about what time we'd be there. Well, they're all sitting there and trying to figure out why there's not ushers walking them down the aisle. They're all sitting where they're supposed to be on each side of the church.
Oh.
Come time to go there, and we just come strolling down the aisle looking at people. And we walked in, and I said, hey, how are y'all? You know, walking down the aisle, how y'all being and everything. And I knew we were doomed because 2 days before we got married, the preacher was cleaning his gutters and fell off the house, but broke both his arms. His face was broke his nose, and that's his face. He had scratches and stuff all over, and I knew right then I should not be doing this.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
Did you hear that?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Johnny, how much did you shell out for your wedding?
$41.15.
I'm assuming that you eloped.
No, we got married at church.
So when you get married at church, does the church not charge you?
Well, my mother gives the preacher $10.
And then what about the other $31?
Well,
did you get a bag of cookies and pass it around for snack?
No, my mother bought two rings for $20, $10 a piece. The license was $10, and I bought a fifth of bourbon deluxe. I mean, a half pint of bourbon deluxe for $1.15.
And then you said to people, just show up, here's where we'll be.
There wasn't many there, but we met when I was 17 and she's 15. And we've been together 43 years.
Oh.
And you're still together.
Still together.
And I love that you only spent $41 on the wedding. See, that's romantic. I think that's sweet, and you're still together after all these years. That's really nice, Johnny.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.